Om Shanti. Good morning. Today's topic is 16 Celsius degree Brahma Baba. So, Kalai, we are going to speak about 16 arts of in which Brahma Baba excel. When we come to Brahma Kumari Center, we are taught four subjects, that is knowledge, spiritual knowledge, Rajyoga meditation, divine virtues, and spiritual service. And Brahma Baba set an example for us by excelling in all these four subjects. So these are some of the 16 points I have picked up from his life. So the first point is, first art is the art of relaxation. If I have this belief that the Supreme Soul is the director of my story and I am in complete union with Baba and I know that I am his instrument, then there is no matter whatever the crisis comes in my life, one remains stable. And that's what Brahma Baba was. When any life situation arised, when any problems arised, when any circumstances arised in his life, Baba remained always stable like a hard rock. He did not move, he did not come down from his stage. So, art of relaxation. And he knew that whatever is happening, it's nothing new. It's a predestined victorious story, that victory is ours. That's what he believed in. For example, if you remember during the beggary part, when there was nothing to eat in the yajna, still Baba remained relaxed. Was like when there was lunch time and sister used to come to Baba and say, Baba, it's lunch time but there is nothing there in the kitchen. What we are going to serve to the children? But Baba remained relaxed, and then the telegram used to come and some money used to come, and then they used to cook food for the children and the entire yajna. So that's how Baba remained relaxed in such crisis also. There is another example, if you remember the place Hapur, where the brother and sister staying at the center in Hapur, they faced a lot of challenges there, and the entire place was against Brahma Kumaris, and they had a lot of oppositions there, where the center electricity was cut off, the center was closed, and lock was put, and the water supply to the center was poisoned, and so many ill behavior was done with the brothers and sisters. And even that one of the brother, when he went out in the market, snake was thrown on him. So much opposition was there to the Brahma Kumaris in Hapur. And when this story reached Brahma Baba, that Baba, such and such thing is happening in Hapur, what should we do? Should we call the sisters back to Madhuban? And Baba was very relaxed, and Baba said, nothing new. Whatever is happening has happened before, and victory is ours, and it's predestined, and that is what is happening. So we should not interfere and let the sisters stay there and face the challenges there. So that's how Baba remained relaxed in this situation also, which was so big. So Hapur is an example. Another example is in Baba's life is when Mamma left the body. If you remember that incident, when the sister who was taking care of Mamma, when Mamma left the body, she came running to Brahma Baba and she told Brahma Baba that, Baba, Mamma left, and she started crying. And then Baba told that even there Baba did not have any trace of anxiety on his face, that what will happen now. And Baba said, Mamma was of Shiv Baba and she has gone to Shiv Baba. That was Baba's reply when he heard that Mamma has left the body. So there also he had no anxiety that what will happen now, who will take care of yajna, who will take care of children. So Baba had that art of relaxation. And even when dadis were crying that Mamma left, what Baba said, that when others leave the body, you tell that, you know, that thing which comes in the murli, that halwa, yeah. Even if your mother dies, eat halwa. So now when your mamma has gone, you all are crying. So that's how Baba was relaxed. So these are some of the examples from Brahma Baba's life story where this art of relaxation he excelled in. Second is the art of dealing, art of behavior. when I know that I am a pure soul and I am in continuous union with the Supreme Soul, then my behavior is also very peaceful. Then my behavior is also very pure, and I have a divine vision towards others, and I have unlimited respect and spiritual love towards other souls. And that's what Baba's behavior was, how sweetly he used to behave with others. And his behavior was in such a way that his heart was very pure, that it touched others' hearts, and that's how he dealt with people. So everybody used to feel that it is my Baba. So what is this art of dealing, art of dealing with other souls? So I remember one story when there was halwa which was prepared, and halwa was very very tasty that time. And the sisters who were serving the halwa, some of the mothers and some of the sisters started asking for the second time, and they said, "We want second time." So the sisters who were serving halwa, they went to Brahma Baba and they said, "Baba, today halwa is very tasty, and some of them are asking again. What should we do?" So Baba said, "Okay, you don't eat your part, you give it to others." That's what Baba said, and the sisters went and then they served again. Now at night time, if you remember, Mama used to take class at night, and whatever, if anybody has done wrong or anything, that was discussed in the night class. So Mama was sitting and taking the class. So Baba enters and Baba sat next to Mama. And Baba said, "Mama, today, you know, halwa was there in the lunch time, and halwa was very tasty, Mama. Baba liked halwa, but Baba did not ask for second time, Mama, because Baba knew if Baba would take it for the second time, others won't get it." So that's how, that was a way of dealing with souls. He did not shout it at others, but how tactfully he handled this situation. So this is one story. The second art is the art of keeping healthy. If you see Brahma Baba's height, Brahma Baba's weight, and his personality was perfect. In medicine, we take out body mass index of a person to know whether you are in a perfect health, and I think Brahma Baba's BMI would come to normal only, so it would be in the range. So that was how Baba was. And the art of keeping healthy is, he was always in soul conscious stage. He was always working on this first chapter, and that's how he became the king of all senses. So always remaining in soul conscious stage was his secret of health, and also rooting out all the toxins from the souls. It's not only taking care of the physical body, but also of the soul. So he, if you remember those stories, when Brahma Baba, when he knew that I am a soul, he used to write on the walls, "I am a soul, Yashoda is soul," and he kept on writing on the walls to make the first chapter very thorough. So this was that. And Baba would stay in remembrance of Shiv Baba for long, long hours. And Dadis have written in their stories that even if in the middle of the night we would go to just peep in what Baba is doing in his room, Baba would be awake and alert and be in remembrance of Shiv Baba. So that was the art of keeping healthy by remaining in soul conscious stage. And also, if we also pick up this art and make a timetable of our emotions and mind, of what we are going to create, what thoughts we are going to create throughout the day, then we will also remain healthy. And at the same time, physical health also. Baba used to take on long walks for children on mountains. They used to go in mountains. They used to sit there, churn knowledge and take fresh air. Also, Baba used to play sports with children. So this is the art of keeping healthy. Then the fourth art is the art of teaching. I had read somewhere when Dadi Janki had no students, she used to teach flowers. And Brahma Baba taught four subjects to children. With his sweet actions, his long spiritual visions and true attitude and behavior, as if it was one subject, love. That was his dealing with children. And he did not only give classes to children, but there was so much spiritual activity which was going on. He used to take them on mountains. He used to make them sit on different places, give them topics to churn on. And that's how they learned the spiritual knowledge. They were given dramas to act. They were given games. That's how this was the teaching of Baba. And if we see Sakar Murli is like a Times of India newspaper, which has everything, and it has a lot of examples, it has quotings, it has different names of people. So it was not only sticking to one knowledge that I am a soul. So many things, different examples are given, and that's how Baba explained knowledge. This was the art of teaching. The other art of teaching would be like Baba taught children through his own behavior, through his own deeds and actions. Like I remember, you know, in Murli it comes that do not collect things and keep, you should give to others also. So Baba, when sisters used to come and give anything to Baba, like for example, I remember one story where one sister got sweater for Baba, and she gave sweater to Baba, Baba accepted that time, but Baba did not keep it for himself. He gave it to somebody else. So that's how he also taught us through his actions and deeds. So this was the art of teaching. And then fifth is the art of letter writing. We all know Brahma Baba's letter was the source of inspiration for so many souls. And most of the knowledge in the early days came through his letters. So, and his letters were poetic. His letters were filled with a lot of self-respect. Swamanji used to say, no, Noore Ratan, and you know, the one who's sitting on the hard throne. So many words were used, and so many self-respect was used in the letters for children. And many of brother and sisters have written in their experiences that we were encouraged so much with Brahma Baba's letter that we came into Yajna and we got surrendered. So the art of letter writing. Then sixth is the art of sustenance, Palna. Brahma Baba gave sustenance to children like a mother. He was like a motherly figure to the children, and he had lot of sacrifice, so many things in his life. He was just serving children tirelessly. He did not get tired also. He was serving so much. Gulzar Dadi always says in her experience that we were taken care like princess. When we were small children, there were elder sisters who were taking care of us. Before giving bath, they used to give us oil massage. And that's how Baba had made the system for them. And they used to give bath to and them. And at night also, Dadi says that we were put on the bed. And Baba and Mama personally used to come to each bed and see whether mosquito nets are put properly or not. And Baba would give loveful drishti to them, powerful drishti to them. And then say good night and they would sleep. So that's how that motherly figure towards children. And Dadi also says that whenever season used to change and new fruit is to come in the market, Baba would ask that fruit to come first to Yajna so that my children get first to eat. And that's how it is. Then if you remember one experience during beggary part also, see how much sustenance he is giving, that he is sacrificing his own food. There was dal which was less to be served, and somebody was asking for dal, and Baba realized that dal is getting over. So Baba poured his bowl of dal into that mother's plate, and Baba poured water in his bowl and started eating with chapati. So that was such a heart-touching story that to that extent he has given sustenance to us. So that is the art of sustenance. Then art of marching ahead, going forward. And Baba knew his goal in life, and nothing could stop him, and nothing and no crisis made him stop. Whatever challenges came in his life, he just move ahead. He did not stop, did not set back, did not lay back. He just went ahead. And whatever problems, even when physical problems came in his life, he did not set back. I remember one example when Baba was not well, and Baba's diabetes and blood pressure was not under control. So doctor told Baba to take rest for some time. So when Didi was there, Didi started telling Baba that, Baba, doctor has told you to rest, take rest, and now you are not going to come for Amrit Vela. So you have to take rest at that time. So Baba said, I'm going to hear to Supreme Surgeon or I'm going to hear to this doctor who is telling me to take rest. But Didi kept arguing with Baba. So in the end, Didi said, okay Baba, at least for 2-3 days don't come from Amrit Vela, na. So Baba said, okay, we'll see. Still he did not agree, and then that ended. And early morning, 4 o'clock as usual, Baba wore a blanket and hidingly he came inside, and as if nobody is seeing him, and he came for Amrit Vela and he sat. So he, the art of marching ahead no matter what happens. So like that. And other was when there were lot of oppositions which was coming to Baba, and lot of allegations were against Baba, and people started putting stains on his character and his personality, that he's the one who's running away with 16,108 princes, and so many things were coming in newspapers. But Baba did not run away. Baba did not feel bad. Baba still went ahead in his work. So that was art of marching ahead. It is art of entertainment. There were not only classes and lectures, but there was entertainment. Baba became child to a child. Baba became, Baba used to say, no, these are my hamjeens, to mothers. And he would dance with them. He would hold their hands. And that's how he entertained children. It's not only through classes and lecturing that he imposed knowledge on children. So that was his. He was playing badminton with children. He was playing cricket with children. So entertaining them. And even Murlis, if you see, when we hear Murli, Murli is not boring. No? Murli is full of entertainment only. It's like he cracks jokes also so many times. So that was art of entertainment. The ninth is art of talking sweetly. Our Murli always starts with meethe bacche, sweet children. One sister was telling from Middle East, there was a Muslim sister who came to center, and when she held the Murli in her hand and she read the first line, sweet children, meethe bacche, and she started crying and crying and crying, and she realized that Baba is filled with so much love, that this first line, nobody else in the world has called us children. And Baba is calling us children. And if you know Baba, if you hear Baba's lectures, he always used to call bacha, bacha, child, child, like that. He would call by names. So that's how his he had that sweetness in his voice. There was no edges of anger or no bitterness or no sour tones, no blames in his language. He was very honest, transparent and a trustworthy personality. So that's how Brahma Baba was. And his words would fill the souls with encouragement. And see, if we dictate this knowledge to somebody, nobody would come in Gyan. But Baba would give Gyan with his loveful smile and all. So if we have that spiritual smile on our face and that vision and attitude, and then we give this knowledge to others, then it will touch the hearts of people. So this art of talking sweetly, this is the ninth one. Then the art of making one's own, apna banana. So Baba used to fill hopes in other souls. There were people who are very disheartened. So, and with sorrow, with pain, they would come to Baba, and Baba would pull everybody towards Shiv Baba through his knowledge and through his talks. So the art of making one's own, and everybody would say, Mera Baba, my Baba. And 11th is the art of leadership. Brahma Baba's life, I was thinking, Brahma Baba's life is like a spiritual GPS for us. It has, he has given us footprints and we are walking on it. And Brahma Kumari's institute is a factory which produces leaders only. We don't produce servants here. So Brahma Baba is an example who has set for us. He was living in family, you know, he gave up that family life. He came to Yajna, he got surrendered to godly service, and how the administration he organized in such a way, and he encouraged people to come up, and that much confidence and willpower he filled in other souls, and that's how they came up. So art of leadership. Then next is the art of learning. learning needs inquisitiveness, and Brahma Baba always felt that I am a student of Shiv Baba. So, and on this path, when you think that you are a student and you have that inquisitiveness to learn, then only you will walk ahead. And it's not only hearing lectures and hearing classes, but becoming embodiment of what we are hearing. If any speaker sits here and talks and we say, oh, class was very nice, very good, speaker gave so many good examples and nice, that's not enough. It's not only just listening and going from here, but becoming embodiment of every point. Once we hear it, once we are taught, then we say, yes, now I'm going to completely work on it. So the art of learning was there in Brahma Baba. Then 13th is the art of transformation or molding. The day Brahma Baba got the vision that he is Vishnu, then the transformation started automatically. He got the aim in his life, and that's how he molded himself. He molded his sanskar, his nature, and he was walking towards his goal. So without having any aim and objective, there cannot be transformation. So we should also have that aim and objective in our life, and we can get transformed. Transformation, I feel, is like from iron. Iron is getting converted into gold. And this is that art of transformation or molding myself. The next is 14th point is the art of transforming waste into best. Brahma Baba transformed his own sanskars first, and then he taught the world. And changing bad habits also into good habits. And if we explore more on this point, transforming waste into best, like what kind of souls came in front of him, but he took out best from them. He encouraged them and filled them with enthusiasm and sent them out to spread the godly knowledge. Initially, the souls who were there in Yagit, sometimes dadis were hesitant to go outside, but Baba filled them with encouragement and that willpower and sent them out and to spread this godly knowledge. So Baba transformed all of us. So art of transforming waste into best. And then 15th is the art of administration. He set up certain guidelines for this yajna, and which is carried out till today. And many people who come to our institute, they will always say how everything goes on here. That day I was explaining the Panda Bhavan and Om Shanti Bhavan to one sister. I took her to Gyan Sarovar first, then I got her here. And she says, how everything is maintained here? How you know that so many people are going to eat today? Then she saw the board. Then I showed, see that board. Everything is written on that board. Nivasis are this, Sevadharis are this much. So they have everything set. And this has been set during Baba's time. So that's the quality of administration what Baba knew to allot things to people. How he had distributed responsibility to sisters, that she will take care of this, she will take care of this. So that's how the art of administration, and also art of administration of own self. What is the inflow and outflow of energy, and what are my thoughts? So that's how administration is like a delegation of work to people and inspiring others to come out with confidence and grace. So that art Baba had. So art of administration. And the last 16th point is the art of absorbency. I was thinking like how that Ganesh ji is shown with a big belly, and it's a symbol of act of absorbency, that if somebody comes and wants to open her heart in front of me, then that person has confidence that I'm not going to spill it out anywhere, and I'm going to absorb what she is going to speak. So Baba had that heart of absorbency. Also, heart of absorbency also includes absorbing virtues from others and making them own. And when we master this art, we can absorb good virtues and good points from others. And also, art of absorbency also includes that if I have this art, I can remain silent and calm even in chaos situations. If so, I have that absorbing power. So this is art of absorbency. So these are some of the 16 arts we have discussed. So the first was the art of relaxation. Second, the art of dealing and behavior. The art of keeping healthy. Third, fourth is the art of teaching. Fifth is the art of letter writing. Sixth is the art of sustenance. Seventh is the art of marching ahead. 8th is the art of entertainment, 9th is the art of talking sweetly, 10th is the art of making one's own, 11th is the art of leadership, 12th is the art of learning, 13th is the art of transforming or molding, 14th is the art of transforming waste into best, 15th is the art of administration, and 16th is the art of absorbency. So these are some of the 16 arts. It can be more also, in which Brahma Baba excels. So today we can concentrate on these points and we can also imbibe them. Om Shanti.